Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Good morning, all the entrepreneurs going to make it happen today. Oh, I am excited, excited, excited. I'm excited for you entrepreneurs. I was at a conference on Saturday. We told some of you about the conference. It was the Release Your Power workshop. It was hosted and coordinated by Ms. Vanessa Blackwell of Anointed Affairs. And believe me, you, it was truly, truly, truly anointed. Yeah, she has her organization. She's down in the Maryland area. She utilized a beautiful facility over Signature Blue Events. Awesome, awesome facility in Landover, Maryland. If you're in that area and you're looking to host an event, if I was you, I would be contacting the Anointed Affairs to find out how she got that facility. It was absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful, beautiful people that she had gotten together in this room. Powerful marketers. Oh, Mr. Shea, and I can't remember the other fellow's name, but they were phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what an amazing presentation they made on marketing for the 21st century, for sure. It was truly, truly, truly an amazing, amazing presentation that they also gave. One of them has a book out called Sales Swagger. Sales Swagger. So you can look him up on the internet. But Ms. Vanessa, I mean, she did her thing. It was amazing to connect with other like-minded individuals who are either leaders or entrepreneurs, because everybody is a leader. Everybody's an entrepreneur, whether you want to be or not. And so that's just one of the things that we also learned down there this weekend. Products and services that we have, we're able to actually get them to the marketplace, make sure they have value, make sure we're releasing our power. It was just great. So I definitely welcome each and every one of you to the show today. Our topic today, get desperate. Get desperate. You know, there are a lot of people who they don't believe for some reason that they have to get desperate for what you want. You have to get to the point where you're like, you know what? This thing has got to work. I got to make this happen. Usually, you're not going to have real success in anything you do until you get desperate. Now, I know my good friend, motivational speaker, One of my longtime motivational speaking mentors, Mr. Les Brown, says it this way: you got to be hungry. You got to be hungry. Well, it's sort of the same thing with a twist. I'm saying you got to be desperate, because that's what I experienced. I experienced a real desperation to get to where I am in terms of my business and what I'm doing in my business with the books, my coaching, my training, the webinars. I didn't get here just with a casual attitude of, well, I hope it works out. Oh, that would be nice if I could have, you know, my books over here, and that would be okay. No, you have to get desperate. And I would even say that this desperate attitude, you can have it in every area that you want to accomplish something that's really great. Now, if you're just trying to accomplish some mediocre type thing, you know, it's just like when I'm in class, I tell my students, for those of you, if you just want a C, which is like mediocre, average, I say, fine, you don't have to work all that hard to get a C. Yeah, it's not a whole lot yet. You know, you can just be average, just be normal. But, you know, I've long learned there's nothing all that normal about people who are highly successful, people who want to maximize their full potential, people who want to really push their success and their goal reaching past the limits. You see, the only thing that holds us back are the limitations that we put on ourselves and those that we have adopted in our lives. I'm telling you, when you are desperate, you will discover things that you never thought you'd ever be involved with, things you never thought you'd ever do. So I'm telling you, I am so excited about this, being desperate and helping people to discover how they too can get desperate, you see, without destruction. Just because you get desperate doesn't mean you have to be destroyed. The desperation that I'm talking about is an empowering desperation. This desperation is motivating. This is a motivating desperation. It's an encouraging desperation. Every positive adjective you can think of. To be desperate. You got to be desperate. You can't just be ho-hum, lackadaisical, like, okay, oh, and well, that would be cute if it could happen, and oh, that would be very nice. No, you got to get serious, and you got to be desperate. So I tell you, I'm so excited. I could take this message to students. I could take it to parents. I could take it to members in a house of worship, some church-type place. I could get this message out there. You know, I think about the scripture that says, knowing the terror of the Lord, I persuade men. Well, I'm persuading you because I know the value and the power that is released when you become your authentic self and you find your talents and your gifts and your abilities. I'm telling you, what a time we had. Oh boy, I've talked about Release Your Power before, but let me tell you, believe it or not, Saturday, what those attendees may not realize is that I've been talking about Release Your Power since 2004, since I wrote the book. Yes, next year we will be celebrating our 10th year anniversary with the release of the book, Release Your Power. We will be hosting a big Release Your Power award ceremony. We've done some smaller award luncheons and brunches here in the city of Newark, but we're doing a big one. That's right. Big, big, big. We're going to start planning now. We're doing it, I'm telling you. But it didn't happen. Release Your Power the Women's Leader in Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, our Women's Leader in Entrepreneurs International Association, which is a membership organization where we have several members. We encourage people to become a member, where you will get coaching, some training for your membership fee, and you'll get to network with other positive, like-minded women who are also on the move, on the move, on the move. We have online meetings that we host from time to time. We have on-ground meetings if you're in the New Jersey, New York area. But you can't do all of those things. Going back to college, getting several degrees, writing a book, several books. You can't do all of that until you get desperate. I know some of you are waiting, like I told the women in the seminar in Landover, Maryland. I said, sometimes it's like you're right on the edge of that ledge, but you gotta take another step. Being at the edge is just not good enough. And here's the thing, what got you to the edge will not get you off that ledge. You need something else. You need to get desperate. And if you get desperate to release your power, well, what does that mean, release your power? That means now that you begin to become all that you can. You start looking for ways to maximize your tags, as I call them. You begin to look for ways to maximize your potential. And you begin to look for ways to maximize the tags and the potentials of others. You know, that's when you really know that you've released your power, is when you know that you can do this for someone. So we just welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm talking today, this morning, and I'm encouraging you this morning. I'm empowering you this morning. Oh, man, I want to motivate you this morning. I want to suck it to you this morning so that you, too, can be desperate. When you are desperate, let's think about a mother who has a child and has some type of challenge or some problem or some issue where they can't really, you know, take care of their child and provide for them like they would. All of a sudden, this parent, this mother, even whatever, gets desperate. All of a sudden, things begin to change and situations are shifted. Now this parent all of a sudden is able to provide for this child. But sometimes you have to get desperate. I've been on certain jobs. I know people who've had jobs and they kept saying they were going to start this business, and they wanted to do it in their heart. They wanted to do it in their mind. Everything about them wanted to start a business. I knew one lady, God had even given her a whole schematic for a business plan. She had everything, but she just wasn't ready to go start this business. And it wasn't until she was laid off from the job. She still didn't go start the business. She still was not yet desperate. She still was having a casual, you know, kind of common affair with her idea, with her destiny for her life. You can't play around with the destiny for your life. You've got to get more serious about this. You know, I know it's burning down inside you, and you're like, you got to get it going. But this sometimes it's going to take being desperate. So what does this woman do? So she gets laid off from the job, and that still wasn't enough. So she got on the unemployment, and she, even though she knew in her heart and her mind that she was supposed to start this business, she even admitted to me that she had heard God tell her that this is what she should do. But guess what? She wasn't desperate yet. She wasn't desperate yet. I met up with her. I began to work with her and to coach her using the Release Your Power coaching techniques. And before you know it, the unemployment ran out and she still didn't have a job. Not because she really couldn't get a job, because psychologically and subconsciously she was resistant from getting a job because her that vision of hers that God had given her, that desire to have her own business, was breaking forth just like a baby. After typically about 9 months, you don't have to do anything. That baby is ready to come forth. And it begins, and I heard that a woman begins to have birth pains and what have you. And then she knows that, wait a minute, I remember when my sister was pregnant, I was 16 years old. She was 18. I'll never forget. That was my first experience with labor pains. You know, my mom, you know, she had her kids. I was still really young when she had them, so I really wasn't paying that much attention. So my sister was the first real experience that I had with this whole birthing process. And I remember, you know, we were in the kitchen doing hair and what have you, and somebody must have said, oh, well, it's time, or I'm having pains or something. And somebody was like, well, time them. How many minutes are they apart? And my mother, I remember my mother telling her that until they're a certain amount of minutes apart, we can't take you to the doctor because that'll be false labor. We will have wasted gas, and we, you know, we're short on funds anyway, so we can't do it. And but again, so the baby gives out signs that it's ready to break forth. And I believe that of this person, one of my clients that I had been working with, this is what her situation was. And I was working with her, and before you know it, you know, she was in that state of desperation. And again, because I haven't naturally had any children, but I know enough women, I have enough sisters, that I have been up close and personal with that time of birth, my very own stepdaughter as well. So I know that there comes a time where you are desperate to get that child out. It was cute being pregnant, and it was nice, and it was fun, and everyone catered to you, and everyone joked about how big your nose was and things of that nature. So that was fun. But let me tell you, it came a time where you didn't care about that anymore. You wanted that baby out. You got in that state of desperation, and you brought forth life. Now, the same thing happens with your vision, your dream, your goals. You have to get desperate to bring that thing forth. I don't care if it's a book. You know, I didn't even know that I was supposed to be desperate when I wrote my first book, God's Plan for My Success, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life. Listen, I didn't know how desperation worked. But let me tell you, I was desperate to write that book. So much so that I went on a 21-day fast. That's how desperate I was. Anytime you go without eating, I don't care. Some days I can't go 20 minutes without eating. But to go 21 days with no food, nothing, not even a peppermint. Not a glass of juice, not a tea, nothing. 21 days water. But I was desperate. Desperate to go to my next level. And when you're desperate like that, some things are being birthed for you. And I had twins, basically. You know, people have twins, right? When they have children, they have twins. Well, I birthed out twins from that desperation. So I wrote two books within 8 months. That's about as twin as you can get. I wrote God's Plan in February, and then in August I birthed out, may not even be 8 months, it might be about 6 months, I birthed out Release Your Power, August 2004. Release Your Power came out February 2004. Yes, a six-month difference. That's about as twin as you can get. But you got to be desperate I tell you, you can't just be mediocre. You can't just be, oh, well, it'll be nice if that happens. No, no, no. You got to get into that position of desperation, that desperation position, just like that woman when she's ready to have that baby. Oh, she gets in that position. She's like, she gets in that hospital room. And she's like, hey, look, doc, you got to get this child out of here. And sometimes it's so desperate that there has to be a C-section. Oh, I think I probably could preach on that for like a whole another 30 minutes, but we don't have that much time. So I just want to take this moment to, again, welcome you to the broadcast. Welcome to the You Got to Get Desperate for Your Dreams and for Your Goals. You can't just be casual about it. You can't just be lackadaisical about it. If you want to see it happen, and again, once you get started on that journey, it is the destination. So there's so many things that happen along this journey that, oh my goodness, yes, you no longer look for the destination. You just, let me get on the journey. The journey itself. The journey itself is powerful and dynamic. This journey is amazing. So you no longer are even thinking about the destination, because the journey, oh God, it is the destination. And oh boy, once you begin to really begin to operate in the things that, you know, we will develop and help you work with, I hope you, if you don't have a coach, you need to work with a coach so that you can become all that you're supposed to be. Right now, that's the coaching program that I've developed, and it is my desperation. It's my desperation action. It's the thing that I got desperate about. You know, I told you I got desperate about the book, and look at what happened. And then I got desperate about, you know what? I am desperate about coaching, it's particularly women, but I can work with men as well. But somehow, I don't even have to say I'm doing stuff for women. I'll just hold an event, and that's who shows up, are the women. I've had conferences where I never said it was a women's conference or a women's workshop, but the women showed up. Well, today, like I said, my motivational buddy Les Brown says, you got to be hungry. Well, I'm telling you, you got to be desperate. When you get desperate for a thing, ooh, I just think about the woman who had that issue of blood. That woman was desperate. Wow. Desperation will bring forth an inspiration. Desperation will unleash your motivation. You got to get desperate, people, I'm telling you. You got to get desperate to release your power. You got to get desperate for the 8 strategies to become who you really are. The first one, choosing to change. The very first chapter in that book, for those of you who haven't read the book yet, is choosing to change. Today, it's about changing. You got to be flexible. You have to be able to adapt. You must be willing to adjust so that you can get where you need to go. But you are, oh, I tell you, I'm so excited about this message. You got to be desperate. Wow, being desperate, well, I tell you, once I got desperate about my education, you know, when I was in school, I tell you, I don't know, school was not my thing, okay? A little girl, I didn't like going. I didn't want to go to school, didn't want to go, and my mother would make me go to school when I was little, didn't want to do schoolwork. I got beat every school year. So I got beat in order to get the grades enough to pass to the next grade. School was just not my thing. I don't know what it was. I really don't know what the problem is. I haven't put my finger quite on it yet. I do kind of know what it was, but it would be I would need a whole other show to talk about the effects of child abuse on your, academics or your ability to concentrate on school and to even enjoy it, and some other factors. There's so many factors, that's why it's hard to put your finger on it sometimes, but just didn't do well in school, grade school. I was being bullied, so that wasn't, there was no fun going to school if you're going to be bullied and people are going to take your lunch money and every day you got to fight to get home. So, nah, it wasn't like in the whole grade school thing. Junior high, 7th and 8th grade, that was a little bit better because we moved out of that neighborhood. God forbid. I so thank you, Lord. I thank you right now even. I never thought about it like that. But at the time, you know, sometimes we were upset, you know, because, Mom, why do we have to move? You know, we moved quite a bit. But now that I think about it, Lord, I just thank you for allowing her to move. And probably, who knows if it saved my life. Who knows if I would have been so bullied that I would have committed suicide like we've seen so many young people do. And but we moved out of that neighborhood where I was being bullied up till the 5th grade, and then we moved to another neighborhood where it was not a project. So you didn't have that same environment that you have when you live in that contained area with a bunch of people. And so we moved into these apartments, but a lot of people around there either also lived in apartments or housing. So we moved into Avondale, in which it was a little bit different area than where we were moving from, the projects in Millville. And let me tell you, it made all the difference. So I started doing a little bit better in school. I had a girlfriend, and she and I was close, and she liked me. I liked her. I actually had two girlfriends, Carolyn, God bless her, Carolyn Golightly, and Charlotte Heath. Wow, I thank God for those two girls. So they were my friends in like the, you know, sixth grade. They were awesome. And then we went on and ended up doing pretty well. So in terms of having those friends, and I just remember that just never liked school. So going back to school really, really, really was a big ordeal, and I never would have made it through probably just trying to go to school and do my work. You know, it wasn't until I got desperate about my grade, and my grades just shot up. And as a matter of fact, I was inducted to an International Honor Society, of which I'm excited to be their keynote speaker for their new members that they're having in the ceremony this weekend. For their new members, I will be their speaker on the topic of the culture of competition. I'm very, very excited about that. And it's just a great, great opportunity. But it, again, it just shows that when you are desperate, great things come about. So I just want to encourage you today to be desperate. And as usual, I try to fit the commercial in for our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. And the commercial can tell you a little bit better, so I'm going to play that right now. And that will take us to the end of the show. It's been great. We'll see you back tomorrow. Same time, same place. We're all about entrepreneurs with Professor...
Hi.
Terry.
Are you a woman that's a leader and also an entrepreneur and looking for a group of like-minded, empowered individuals that you can connect with? Well, I want to tell you about Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, recently launched its new membership organization. As a member, you will have the opportunity to connect with other leaders and individuals who can help you in your development, help you as you grow your business, your life, and those around you. Trial membership is being offered right now at the very low rate of just $20. As a $20 member, you will get self-directed coaching, online group coaching. You will be able to be listed in our WLEIA directory, get a free online leadership assessment, and many, many other benefits. Well, here at WLEIA, we believe that membership has its privileges. So go on over to the website, check it out, and we hope that you join with our membership today. Go to http://WLEIAssociation.wildapricot.org. You can always contact us on Facebook at Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, where we hope that you join with us as we help you get to the top of your game. We want to see you on top.
Okay, well, that's all we have time for. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And please consider joining our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. We are making history. History, and don't forget, you got to get desperate. And it's all about entrepreneurs, and it's all about you. And don't stop. Take it all the way to the top.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.